As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, August the 5th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday, as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you. But boy, I'll tell you what, we're going to have to scratch our noggin to find any of that today. Lots of hard facts. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone, but you are definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. How radical is that? And it remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. And to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's BecomeVocalLocal.com. And or you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join us live on air from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. And you also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647 to you. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local. Your audiences, wherever they might be around this great green, blue planet floating in space. Anyway, our calling number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome throughout the broadcast. Precious metals slapped. The global stock market plunges, erasing 2011 gains. So they say, U.S. dollar reserve status evaporates, green energy fizzles, mortgage fraudsters in the courtroom. We'll talk about all of that in the news basket today. The new world of Henry St. Simon, European reorganization, Baconian society, and a lot more. Let's go to our market report for this morning and assess the damage. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time finds gold trading up $5.20 at $1,654 an ounce. Silver off 12 cents at $38.76. Platinum down 20 bucks at $1,701. And palladium off 9 at $735 an ounce. All the white metals taking it in the shorts, so to speak, this morning. Let's see, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a $23 spread shaping up here, $1,648.30 for a low, $1,671.20 for a high, but at $1,654 even, your gold is up $459.60 an ounce for a 38.46% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, the price fixtures, set the price at $1,665. And as of, let's see, about 6 o'clock this morning, it was trading at $1,666, right on top of that price fix. The SPDR gold shares this morning, they claim to be holding 1,286.30 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest. No change from yesterday. However, this morning valued at $69.4 billion at these spot prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, wow, I'm telling you what a program went down yesterday. Anyway, they closed off yesterday 513 points at 11,384. The NASDAQ closed down 137. That's a drop of 5.8%, folks, at 2,556. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Friday, August the 5th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into our marker report for this morning. Lots of activity yesterday. Spent hours reading all kinds of analyses, and it seems that as many different economists as there are and prognosticators as there are, that's about as many opinions as I found, so I'll just hold back on some of that. Anyway, let's look at the real numbers this morning again. Gold took a big spike downward right about the time the bell opened up, but it's recovering. It's coming back up. It's up quite a bit more than it was an hour ago. But anyway, gold trading up $5.20 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That would be an hour ago when I put together all of these numbers, $1,654 even. But this is a 1% decline from where we opened yesterday. Yesterday morning, we opened up at 1673.30, up 1220 this morning at 1654. So we dropped about a 1%, which is tiny by comparison to everybody else. Anyway, silver this morning opens up to down 12 cents at 38.76. Yesterday, however, we opened at 41.90, so a lot of decline there in the silver overnight. Platinum yesterday was 17.46 off 33. This morning, off $20 more at 17.01, so platinum's really getting hammered. Palladium yesterday was at 7.77 off 17. This morning, off 9 at 7.35, so that's really come down a long ways in a couple of days. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market this morning, 1648.30 for a low, 16.71.20 for a high. Yesterday we had a 16.80.10 for a high. So we have had about a $9 dip in the highs as well. Yesterday we had a year-to-year gain of $478. This morning, year-to-year gain of $459. Yesterday we were running a 40.05% return on your investment annually. This morning we're at 38.46. So all in all, the metals are down. But the metals are not down anywhere nearly as bad as the stock markets. Again, the London Gold Fix this morning, 1665. Yesterday, the London Gold Fix was at 1664, so not much change there. The SPDR Gold Shares, as I mentioned, unchanged overnight. They claim to be holding 1,286.30 metric tons of gold in their electronic treasure chest. That's to be determined. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, again, yesterday, off, closing down 513 at 11,384. That's a 4.31% decline. The NASDAQ off 137. That's a 5.08 decline to 2,556. The S&P 500 off 60, off 4.78% at 1,200. So things are not looking at all well there. Crude oil this morning, up 22 cents at a very low $86.85, okay, $86.85 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 29 basis points at 74.95. Yesterday it was at 74.82, so there's not much change in the USDX. The foreign exchange rates, they claim that everybody was rushing into the currencies. Well, maybe, Dorothy, maybe not. But there were some prohibitions against large cash deposits yesterday from some of the banks and some extra charges being laid on them, too. So that's to be considered. But in our foreign exchange rates this morning, our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, the Canadian loonie, up 38 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.02, down a penny from yesterday. Mexican peso up 63 basis points, back in the 8-cent range, taking 11.9693 pesos per dollar. Yesterday we had 11.8880 pesos per dollar. The euro this morning up 42 basis points at $1.42, virtually unchanged from yesterday. The British pound up 18 basis points at $1.63, a full penny below where it was yesterday. And the Swiss franc this morning off 41 basis points at $1.30, moving up against $1.29 yesterday. So that Swiss franc continues to cause trouble to the Swiss bankers and the people that live in Switzerland. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries is 0.29%, moving down from 0.32% yesterday. The 10-year is at 2.49 this morning. Yesterday it was at 2.59, so the yields are going down, which everybody says means the value is going up on the bonds, people going into treasuries. And boy, that ought to just make Benjamin Bernanke happy, and Timmy Geithner. They ought to be just real happy about that. 30-year is at 3.75 this morning. Yesterday it was at 3.85. Pretty big moves in the bonds. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage moves down from 3.73 a month ago to 3.48. Virtually unchanged from yesterday. The 30-year moves down from 4.59 to 4.31. Your gold-to-silver ratio, big change here, 42.69 ounces of silver, bring you home 1 ounce of gold. Yesterday we were looking at 39.96 for the same rate. Let's jump over here, take a look at the Econoday calendar. Lots of stuff going on yesterday. We'll cover some of the issues that the reports that came out after the broadcast began. This morning, of course, the Monster Employment Index is out in the employment situation. This is what everybody's been waiting for. They got something, but it looks like phony numbers to me. But anyway, let's go right on into them and pick it up. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index yesterday, Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index yesterday was minus 47.6 in the period to July 31st. So people were not too comfortable, okay? The consumers are not too comfortable. Compared with a minus 46.8 the prior week, two of the comfort index, three subcomponents declined last week. The measure of personal finances fell back into negative territory after 2 weeks of positive reading. The buying climate fell to the lowest level since early June. The gauge of Americans' views of the economy, which is the difference between those with positive versus negative opinions, rose to a minus 86.5. So lots of negativity out there. Even here, the news wasn't good. 50% of the respondents gave the economy a poor rating. the worst of four categories, and that's the highest share in more than a year. The EIA Natural Gas Report, the EIEIO, old McDonald has a farm, and in the farm they keep natural gas, and natural gas in storage rose 44 billion cubic feet in the July 29th week, as they start packing in natural gas for the week, for the winter months, the fall months, and to run electric generators. Monster Employment Index. Okay, this is where you go up on the internet and you look for employment. The Monster Employment Index fell 2 points in July to 144 to signal a month-to-month decrease in online recruiting. So everybody's, you know, going up on the internet trying to find a job, unable perhaps to find a job where they live. Public administration remains weak, with transportation and warehousing showing solid improvement. Transportation, that would be bus drivers, cabbies maybe, and warehousing, yeah. Sweeping out the warehouse, might as well sweep it out now, it's empty. Employment situation, well, this is what they were all looking for. This reflects the increase, the hiring of people. Non-farm payrolls, they never include the farm payrolls. Never include that. They want to talk about all the illegal aliens. They want to talk about that. And there's no way to track it anyway, because, you know, farmers, well, it's all a wink and a nod, you know. Anywho, the prior month there was 18,000. The prior revised was 46,000. Wow. These guys can't get their numbers straight from week to week. The consensus was for 75,000 new jobs. The consensus range was from 25,000 to 125,000, coming in near the top of the range at 117,000, and everybody's got a happy face.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866- 762-9238 or go to enerfood.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And so back again, looking at this employment situation, they got some job numbers here, some job growth, but we'll have to wait until next week to see what it really comes out to be. They claim this morning to have 117,000, and apparently that made the day for some of the people on Wall Street. A rebound in the auto sector appears to be helping earnings. Wage growth picked up as the average hourly wage earnings increased 0.4%, no change in June. Market forecast was for a 0.2% increase. From the household survey, the unemployment rate slipped to 9.1% from 9.2% in June. Of course, we're going the other way here. If you look at the unemployment rates that FedGov has been posting and putting out, it's gone down and down and down. Now went through the summer. Now it's going back up again. So, I mean, it should be going down below this 9.2. It didn't. And they come out with an actual here of 9.1%. So we'll just have to wait and see how this goes out again. For unemployment information, my first place to go when I'm looking at things like this is up and visiting with John Williams at shadowstats.com. I think his numbers are more useful to us. But there's lots of action going on. Let's see, where should I go? I think I'll drop over to this one. The budget panel assignments, this off Bloomberg, will signal ability to find $1.5 trillion of job cuts. And it continues this way. Heidi Prisbyla and Richard Rubin, is in relation to Robert or not, I don't know, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg, August the 3rd, yesterday's news, day before yesterday. The push to reduce the U.S. debt is shifting to the makeup of the special congressional panel charged with finding further spending cuts and whether 12 members can consider rewriting the tax code, which many people that I've read about already think that would be a bit extreme, best left to a different panel. Republican leaders at the Capitol are pledging to appoint members who oppose tax increases. And this is a pretty good article. You might want to jump up and grab it if you can find it on Bloomberg. Again, the headline, budget panel assignments will signal the ability to find $1.5 trillion of cuts. Republican leaders at the Capitol are pledging to appoint members who oppose tax increases. Their Democratic counterparts make clear they will name lawmakers who will fight to raise new revenue and protect entitlement benefits that Republicans say should be regarded. Now, it's a lengthy article. I'm not going to go through every little bit of it. But there is quite a lot of discussion back and forth of who the six Democrats and who the six Republicans will be, who the three senators will be, who the three congressmen will be for each of the two established parties. All right? And that's going to be important because that makeup, as soon as they're appointed and seated in this congressional panel or committee that we've talked about, as soon as that's done and it's fleshed out, it should give us a better understanding of what this joint committee is actually going to produce. We'll have to take a look at that and follow it as it breaks and continues along. Without both issues, open for negotiation. In other words, those that will fight to raise new revenue, that's taxes, and those that are going to strip things away. And with both issues open for negotiation, it's unlikely the committee will be able to find $1.5 trillion in deficit savings to prevent the automatic across-the-board spending cuts that would be triggered if the panel ends in gridlock or Congress rejects its recommendations, which is possible. There's not going to be a lot of room for discussion because of all of the time and the energy and the money that they're going to put into financing this committee and all the powers that have been granted to it. So if they come down and Congress doesn't like what they come up with, it's an up-down vote and it could go down in flames. The committee's prospects for success probably hinge on whether congressional leaders telegraph a willingness to compromise. My suggestion is never compromise your principles for relationship, but that's what Congress is all about. That's why they call it congressing one with another. It's intercourse. To compromise in their appointments, said Maya McGuinness, president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, a Washington-based advocacy group, and there's millions of these groups. So if you need to have a positive statement one way or another, you can continue to go through your Rolodex until you find one. The first big test will be who they actually put on the committee. And this is exactly what I've said from the beginning. That's exactly right. The first big test is to see who's going to be sitting on this committee. Biden-led talks, Senate leaders are looking at some of the participants in the failed debt talks earlier this year by Vice President Joe Biden to serve on the new body, according to people familiar with the deliberations of Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Democrat, and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. But then at the same time, others are saying these guys, you know, brought us to a gridlock, so to speak. Maybe we should look inside the Congress and inside the Senate and get rid of some of these pilfering batards that have much to gain and nothing to lose, all right? And flush this committee out with other people. Leading prospects for some of the chamber's six slots, three from each party, are Senator John Kyle, the number two Republican, Democrats Dick Durbin, his party's second-ranking member, and Max Baucus. Now, there's not a lot of support for Max Baucus here. All right, that's good. All three served on the Biden-led panel that collapsed over Republican opposition to increased revenue. Senator Roy Blunt, Roy Blunt, first term as a senator, moving up from Congress. He was the majority whip that helped to bring in the Help America Vote Act with Missouri Senator Kit Bond. Kit and Roy. And they also helped to bring us the Patriot Act, too. So that's not necessarily good news, but Roy is notoriously conservative, so we'll have to see about that. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri is another top prospect for Republicans because Senate leaders value his experience as a former House member who will be able to work with the lawmakers that form from the chamber, one of the people said. No final decisions have been made, though McConnell and Reid have completed face-to-face meetings with prospective members, one of the people said. And then there's a woman member here, Senator Jeanne Shaheen, a New Hampshire Democrat, said she's approached the leaders about the need to include a woman. You know, it's all boy, girl in politics. And she might have a valid argument there. Working against the panel, say skeptics, are the partisan political environment that has helped derail three previous efforts to revamp the nation's finances within the last year. The 2012 presidential election, which will heighten political tensions, and budget assumptions underpinning the new committee that may constrain its tax-related efforts. So it's just going to be something that we'll have to watch, keep our eyes on, and allow it to develop. I'm not prone to hysteria, so I'm not going to make a lot of projections and speculations. Here's something that's really happening. Wells Fargo suit says bank failing to obey Federal Reserve mortgage rules. All right, the banks aren't out of the woods yet, folks. By no stretch of the imagination, Margaret Cronin Fisk writing this one for Bloomberg. Wells Fargo and Company was accused in a group lawsuit of ignoring federal rules on reverse mortgages and forcing homes into foreclosure instead of giving heirs a chance to buy them. So people pass away, they've got a house in their possession that they've got a mortgage on, and Wells Fargo steps right in and proceeds to foreclose. Well, that violates law. Estates and surviving spouses have the right to purchase properties at 95% of the appraised value after the death of a borrower who took out a federally insured reverse mortgage, lawyers for a California man said in the complaint filed August the 3rd in federal court in San Francisco. Wells Fargo hasn't been notifying heirs of this right and has been starting foreclosures if demands aren't met for repayment of the full mortgage balance, according to complaints filed by the son of a California homeowner. Wells Fargo's actions are not just wrong, they're economically irrational. Meg Neig, Chandler's attorney, said yesterday in a statement, even though elderly borrowers paid for insurance that protects the banks against the downturn in the housing market, Wells Fargo insists on evicting family members from their homes that will go unsold or unoccupied. Well, that's not the end of the story. Mortgage news, back in the news. Bank of America loan repurchase costs may top forecast. This by Hu Sun, writing for Bloomberg. Bank of AmeriCorps, the lender that announced a $3 billion settlement with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac this year, told investors that elevated claims from the firms may cause more costs than previously forecast. And we're talking billions. We'll be right back.
The
looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, just as a kind of a reminder, yesterday was a major sell-off all across the board around the world, U.S., Europe, and Asia, in the stock market, and it has had a major impact on just about everything, including the dialogue and the discussion. You know, a lot of people are talking about flooding into dollars, you know, going to flood into dollars, trying to, or the treasuries, you know, looking for some security, taking money out. But there's trillions of dollars that got wiped out yesterday anyway of wealth, and so it's just a matter, at least out of this, whether it's wealth or not, out of the equities markets. And so we'll just have to see what the blowback is on all that. I've got a couple more articles here. One of them is going to talk about that more specifically, but let's continue along with this one. The Bank of America loan repurchase cost may top the forecast. I mean, this is not good news for the banks. I'm certainly glad to hear it. And I don't think it's anywhere strict enough or severe enough. But it may not, you know, these dominoes may not have all fallen by any means yet. New demands that the banks repurchase soured loans from the two government-sponsored enterprises, it'd be Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, are coming in numbers that were not expected on historical experience. Well, you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they're kind of like insiders, you know, inside the Beltway, kind of friends of the government. And Bank of America, you can't get any more friendly to the U.S. government than that. Some people think that the Bank of America is the U.S. government. Anyway, things are not looking good because they're getting numbers that were not expected on historical experience. The Charlotte, North Carolina-based company said yesterday in its quarterly filings, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are being more rigid in resolving the demands the bank set. Chief Executive Officer Brian Moynihan, 51, has booked about $30 billion in settlement and write-downs to clean up mortgage liabilities at the biggest U.S. bank. Well, guess again there, Brian. Ain't going to go there. Anyway, yet again, another line in the sand from the Bank of America turns out to be fungible, said Tony Plath, a professor of finance at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. I don't think it's anything nefarious. It's just that they don't know what the magnitude of losses in that portfolio will be. And until they do, none of their numbers have credibility. All right? They're just guessing. Wild, wild donkey guesses is what they're doing. Anyway, repurchase requests. Fannie Mae can request a buyback. If a mortgage insurer denies coverage for a Bank of America loan, even when the lender disputes the insurer's decision, according to yesterday's filing, companies currently have 3 months after being denied coverage to appeal the repurchase demand and will have just 30 days starting in July of 2012. This announcement could result in more repurchase requests from Fannie Mae than the assumptions in our estimated liability contemplate. The company said the lender may not be able to resolve insurance disputes in time, meaning that our representations and warranties liabilities may increase. Bank of America said in a May filing that the behavior of the GSE continues to evolve and that claims had increased the first quarter. Well, they're just piling in the bucks for this one. Long article. Let you look at it. The $8.5 billion accord, this is now coming up, is subject to court approval. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman asked a judge. Let's just go on to that one. Bank of New York Mellon broke New York law, misled investors on mortgages, the state claims. David McLaughlin, Jody Shen, and Karen Freifeld, writing this one for Bloomberg collaboratively. The Bank of New York Mellon. I mean, we're going after all the big ones here, folks. Wells Fargo in the news. Bank of New York Mellon in the news. Bank of America in the news. In trouble. Was accused, and they ought to be. They ought to be doing some serious time wearing those jumpsuits or getting fitted out for some hemp rope. Was accused by New York's Attorney General of violating state law in its role of representing investors in mortgage securities created by Bank AmeriCorps. So they're tainted by this. Bank of New York Mellon should pay penalties and restitution to investors, Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said yesterday in a court filing involving Bank of America's proposed $8.5 billion mortgage bond settlement. Schneiderman, who said he has potential claims against the Bank of America, called the settlement unfair to investors and asked a judge to reject it. The proposed cash payment is far less than the massive losses investors have faced and will continue to face, Schneiderman said in the filing in court in Manhattan. All right. Under the proposed deal, which requires court approval, Bank of America would pay $8.5 billion to resolve claims from investors who wanted the Charlotte, North Carolina-based bank to buy back loans that were packaged into bonds. All right. So anyway, this is kind of like how British Petroleum did the sidestep on everything Macondo gently weeps in the Gulf, all right? And $8.5 billion isn't going to be anywhere near enough, and hopefully the state's attorney generals are not going to allow them to dance away on this one. Here's another one in California. Citigroup. Nobody's going to get spared here, hopefully. Citigroup is in this list as well. This article written by David McLaughlin, Citigroup said to get California subpoena over mortgage securitizations. Easy for him to write. The third biggest U.S. bank, Citigroup, was subpoenaed by the California Attorney General's office over mortgage securitization, a person familiar with the matter said. Attorney General Kamala Harris, who is investigating mortgage fraud, is seeking information from the New York-based bank on its practices, said the person. The subpoena comes after Harris's May announcement that she had set up a mortgage fund task force to investigate every step of the mortgage process from lending to securitization. Sean Preston, a spokesman for Harris, and Mark Costiglio, a Citigroup spokesman, declined to comment. Subpoena was reported early yesterday by the LA Times. Harris is part of a group of state attorney generals and federal officials that is negotiating a nationwide settlement with U.S. banks over their foreclosure and mortgage servicing practices. Now, I certainly hope that this doesn't happen. I certainly hope that we don't have a nationwide settlement, because if it does, it may close the doorway, unless they word it properly, to future lawsuits. And I don't think these boneheads should be allowed to thieves, pirates, gangsters. I don't think they should be allowed to get off. A strategist sticking with 17% S&P 500 gain on higher profit. Here's a little bit about what went down yesterday. Whitney Kisling, In-Yong Hai Wang, and Lion Thomason writing collaboratively for this morning's news, 4:24 a.m. Central Time. Wall Street has never been more sure that Standard & Poor's 500 index will rally in 2011, even after speculation in the U.S. economy is heading for the recession prompted by the biggest plunge since the bull market began. All right, the biggest plunge. That went down yesterday. And it's been happening for several days, and it may continue today. Chief strategist at 13 banks from Barclays PLC, they call that BARC, all right, we call that Rothschild around here, UBS AG, see the benchmark measure of American equity surging 17% through December 31st. So they say it's going to come back and just run on, you know, go right on up again. We'll have to see. Their projection, again, we talked about this, projections and forecastings and predictions and tea leaves and Ouija boards and crystal balls and all the rest of the stuff they claim to be able to manipulate. A bunch of prophecy, if you ask me. Anyway, their prophecies are falling short. The projection that the index will reach 1401 hasn't budged in 4 weeks. While mounting concern, U.S. growth is slowly driving the S&P 500 down 11%. Since July the 22nd. So they think that they're going to go back up to 1,400. They're at 1,200 this morning. They might get there. We'll see. About $1.8 trillion, here's the numbers, has been erased from American equities as reports on manufacturing and consumer spending showed the world's largest economy is slowing. Now, I went up, and one of the things that I watched yesterday afternoon and evening was a Max Kaiser video where they were sharing a video clip, I guess it was, of Christine Lagarde speaking to somebody. And unfortunately, I went back to get that clip this morning, and it wasn't there. So shame on me, I guess. I'm not that savvy on doing all that nonsense. But I'll leave that to Doug Owen and Lee Rogers and the news aggregators. But anyway, she had a special term, and I wish the heck I'd written it down. But she was looking at the United States dollar, the U.S. dollar, ever since the IMF, ever since, you know, the world First and Second World War that we engineered for the planet to go into, has had special status. And what Christine Lagarde, you know, she's the one that Dominique Strauss-Kahn, his little setup there with the woman from Guinea. Anyway, Christine Lagarde now is running this shop. And she used some kind of a special terminology. I wish I had it. It was very poignant. But the U.S. dollar is no longer the biggest cat on the block. And as we move forward, who knows who's going to emerge as the biggest. But, you know, we've been talking for a couple of years that they're pushing us towards a new global economic order. And we might be seeing the opening salvos of that emergence happening right now. Dropping down a little further, about $1.8 trillion again has been erased from American equities as reports on manufacturing and consumer spending show the world's largest economy is slowing. Slowing? Oh, God. These guys must do drugs. Forecasters at UBS and Deutsche Bank AG say risking rising profits mean the S&P 500 deserves a higher price-earnings ratio, blah, blah, blah. I'm reluctant to overreact to some shorter-term weakness, no matter how real it is, because the market has proven to be unbelievably resilient. Well, that's that. We'll cover some more on the other side.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And, of course, we're back once again, and you can jump into the chat room, folks. BecomeVocalLocal.com. BecomeVocalLocal.com. We've got quite the brain trust in there most days. Today's no exception. 10K Puddles in the chat room was able to Skype me on the side and let me know he'd found the words that I was looking for. And the words that Christine Lagarde had used was exorbitant privilege. Exorbitant privilege. Now, just write that down so that we don't forget it, all right? Exorbitant privilege. And think about that with the U.S. dollar ever since, the creation of Bretton Woods, the creation of the International Monetary Funds, and just recently with this Bretton Woods II, with George Soros and the rest of these boys. I think it really sums it up delightfully. Exorbitant privilege. The United States dollar, the barrel of the gun, the force of, full faith and credit at the barrel of a gun or a howitzer under an atomic threat. The United States has enjoyed exorbitant privilege for all the last 100 years. We're going into a new century here. We're 12 years in it, 10 years. And that exorbitant privilege is going bye-bye. And it was a very, very good interview that Max Kaiser and his helper, I can't remember her name, went through that I watched yesterday, where they really nailed it down. It's this exceptionalism. It's nice. It's nice to have a big red, white, and blue flag and a tank behind you. But after a while, the people on the planet get just a little bit SF and tired of us. All right? And so we're losing this exorbitant privilege, and our economy is collapsing around us. But of course, we can go back and look. Shadows of Power, James Perloff, Council on Foreign Relations, American Decline, all of these other writers that are out there, we can go back and take a look. And we can see the gangster banksters that lay in the background. They get what they want. They know where they're going. Ain't coming by surprise. They hold all the levers. They're the men behind the curtains. All right? They're pushing us into something, and it sure smells like war to me, and I'd hate to think that would be the case, but that's the way it seems to be running. Okay, so Citibank was in this thing, too. Strategists, we talk about that. Let's jump on to the next one and talk about Bernanke. You know, it's going to lick somebody upside the head. Well, poor old Benny. He's got a nice beard, but after that, he is just an academician. Craig Torres writing this one, Bernanke models tested as forecasts fail. All the forecasts, all the prognosticators. Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and his Federal Reserve colleagues are preparing to meet next week as two-year Treasury yields at a record low signal a U.S. economy on the knife's edge between growth and contraction. Well, forget the growth, all right? That ain't happening. Guiding their assessment, now notice, guiding their assessment, we talked about predictions yesterday, we've been talking about Alice Bailey in our positivism segments, all right? All these Luciferians, you know, that are out there, the New Agers out there, guiding their assessment of the outlook of the world's largest economy will be forecasts contained in the so-called Teal Book. Teal Book. Capital T, T-E-A-L, Teal Book. You know, teal, like the duck. Well, it's also a color. A confidential staff report with a blue-green cover. Blue-green cover. Well, this week, Hal Anthony, host of Behind the Woodshed, you can hear it on Sundays, Hal sent me a link to a couple of different videos, one of them David Icke, all right, old Icky. Well, Icky, a long time ago, was really into colors, you know, as being power things. You get all that from the Brahmins and the Eastern mysticism, all right, colors being really important. Well, teal is a very powerful color. It's one of these power colors. And so it's no surprising to me that these guys are going to call this book the Teal Book and have a blue-green cover on this book to put together all of their forecasts. You know, the tea leaf readers, the crystal ball gazers, the Ouija board operators, the astrologers and all the rest, and they come together and advise the Pharaoh here. Policymakers' confidence in those forecasts may be tempered as the course of the expansion has confounded their expectations. He confounds the wise, right? Confounds the wise. A little Bible for you. Federal Reserve staff forecasts since the beginning of 2010, seen seven have been downward revisions to the near-term outlook. According to the minutes of the Federal Open Market Committee meetings, and that's the FOMC, this year the outlook was raised in January and lowered three times since, as a stream of data on weakness in employment and consumer spending signaled threats to a recovery from the deepest recession since the Great Depression. All right, dial that away. We haven't had any historical event that would really allow us to reliably, statistically calibrate an event like the one we've had. They ain't never seen it before. Well, is there truth in that? Did anything ever happen in politics that happened by accident? David Stockton, director of the Fed's Division of Research and Statistics, who has overseen forecasting for a decade, said in an interview at the end of June, there isn't going to be a simple story here. However, I'm going to insert and just simply say that sophistication due to technology and all of the various and fun, you know, various and numerous think tanks that are out there, and this New Economic Thinking, Institute of New Economic Thinking, George Soros, these guys may have a real clever one up their sleeve that nobody can figure out yet. We might be able to figure it out 5 or 10 years from now, but right now we're inside of what might be a charade, an act, a play. David Stockton, director of the Fed's Division of Research and Statistics, who's overseen forecasting for a decade, said in an interview at the end of June, quote, there isn't going to be a simple story here. Uncertainty can cause central bankers to keep their hands off the levers of monetary policy and wait for more information, said Atulio Bonfim, a senior managing director at the Macroeconomics Advisors LLC in Washington. When risks to growth stack up, as is the case now, Fed officials have to be mindful of more severe scenarios rather than just their baseline outlook. So we've talked before about monetary policy, which is what the Fed of Reserve was given dominion over, and fiscal policy, which this new council, this new commission panel committee of 12 has been given some authority over, but mostly it's Congress. So you've got fiscal policy on one band of the balance scale, and you've got monetary policy on the other. monetary policy, largely. They've got the ability, the Fed has the ability to print or reduce the quantity of circulate money in circulation, and they can jiggle the interest rates up and down. They can bribe, they can control, they can do other things too. But initially, that's about the tools they got. And they're basically firing blanks at this point. They're all out of bullets, all right? And then you've got the fiscal policy, and these guys can't get away from the teeth. All right, so that's a real problem. That's a real problem. On the one side, the monetary policy, the Federal Reserve, they're out of luck. And on the other side, the Congress in bed with them, they don't have any answers either. So it leaves everything hanging in a pretty precarious situation. Quote, when you are less confident about the forecast, in other words, if you're less confident about your astrologers, you become more sensitive to the incoming data. In other words, don't believe what the soothsayers are saying. You better take a look at your checkbook there, Benny. Anyway, dropping down, Fed policymakers are now tilting toward easing. Now, this we've been saying this, you know, Bernanke's been back and forth on it for a long time, but, you know, we've had QE1, then QE2, and this is kind of a new invention, this term, quantitative easing. It's, you know, loaning money into existence, borrowing it out of nothing, creating it. Anyway, QE1, QE2, QE3, QE4, and QE5. Now, they may not be able to get away with 3, 4, and 5. The government, the world is getting a little tired of it again. All right? That exorbitant privilege is wearing real thin globally. But continuing, we don't think they will announce an easing action next week, but we think easing is back on the table. So they'll just create more money out of nothing and throw it at the problem. All right? This, you know, go out and visit with Bob Chapman's International Forecaster, if you can get his webpage to open, read a long article on the homepage. But this whole idea, you know, as I've been saying all along, it's the Keynesian School of Economics, and it's been renounced. It was renounced at Bretton Woods, too. George Soros, you know, Larry Summers, everybody was, you know, kind of questioning the intelligence of continuing to follow John Maynard Keynes right into the toilet. The FOMC, that's your Federal Open Market Committee, meets on August the 9th. At the last meeting in June, Fed officials decided to keep the central bank's balance sheet at a record to spur the slowing economy after completing $600 billion of bond purchases. Well, the dollar fell, bonds rose. It's just amazing the things that are going down right now. So keep your eyes on it. We're not out of the woods yet. Certainly, my recommendation is always get away from those Federal Reserve notes and get yourself something simple and private, personal, and portable. You know what I'm talking about, the precious metals. Stocks tumble for the eighth day as commodities drop. Stocks drop for the eighth day, the longest losing streak since January of 2010, and commodities decline on concern for the U.S. recovery is faltering. Swiss franc weakened and the yen strengthened. We'll talk about that right after this. Hour number two, straight ahead.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc. You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, August the 5th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Our chat room can be found at BecomeVocalLocal.com. You can always email me at bvlhost@centurytel.net. The call-in number remains 866-841-1065. And, of course, all of our archives can be found at the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. Back into the news, you know, I like to think of this as our little internet homeschool classroom, all right? If we're going to be that replacement set that we desperately need, we need to be up to speed, you know. I mean, we can talk about wampum and trading beads and puka shells and tally sticks, but really that's, you know, going to maybe work for a king with a big sword, but it's not going to work for a global economy. We need to have something a little bit more profound than that. But stocks are not showing really good signs here. We've got a lot of things happening now. The Dow looks like they're probably just now reopening over there. We should watch that and see what happens on the U.S. market and Europe, Asia, all of that, all closed up. Europe, what's going on over there? It's all still showing down. Asia was all down. So anyway, we'll see what happens as that continues to the day. Gold is back up to where it was an hour ago at 1666. In fact, it was back up to where it was early this morning at 1,666. Anyway, let's go back into this article. So, yeah, the point is that we've been looking at all of this kind of really boring, I'm sorry, economic stuff. Well, long time ago when I discovered that I wasn't very good at math, I decided I wasn't satisfied with that. And I wasn't going to live my life out getting poor scores in math in school, and I was going to focus more attention on it. So I did. And as it wound up, I did math largely for my career. All right? So you can find the weaknesses that are revealed to you in your life and then go to work on those. And so if you're personally ignorant, if you will, on this sort of stuff, as I am, you know, I thought it was well worth my time and trouble. I hope it's been for you, too, for us to study about the economy, find out more about this. It impacts our lives every single day, every single way, and this new economic order seems to be driving the whole planet. So anyway, we focus a little bit of time every day on economic issues and social issues that were otherwise beyond our scope of our studies. Stocks dropped for an eighth day, the longest losing streak since January of 2010. It happened yesterday. The longest losing streak since January 2010. Commodities declined on concern the U.S. recovery is faltering. Again, Swiss franc weakened and the yen strengthened. The MSCI All Country World Index, it's not just U.S. specific, sank 1.3% at 7:35 a.m. in New York. Standard & Poor's 500 index futures slid 0.3% after rising as much as 0.3%. Then it continues, more than $4.5 trillion. Big number difference now. More than $4.5 trillion has been wiped off the value of equities worldwide. You glad you're not in equities? Lots of people have been suggesting you might consider getting the heck out of the stock market. All right? More than $4.5 trillion. Unfortunately, so many of the pension funds are in here. Is this another assault on the pensions, retirement, Social Security? Everything's on the, you know, look at all of the corporations, you know, go up and look at Corporation Nation, the video. It's all invested in here. They're invested in all of these big corporations. And when they come in and just do this big whack, this reminds me of 1912, all right? Almost 100 years ago to the day, December 23rd, my God, you know, anyway. Doesn't look good. Markets are extremely oversold. Mark Faber, the publisher of the Gloom, Boom, and Doom Report, said in a Bloomberg television interview, the U.S. probably added 85,000 jobs last month, leaving the 9.2% unemployment rate unchanged. Of course, it came in at 114. Come right back. Let you know some more of this stuff.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, we'll push this for a couple of more minutes, and then we're going to go into our studies at St. Simon. It's a little bit more interesting to me, but this is really an important day. It happened yesterday, today perhaps as well. We'll see what it looks like at the end of the day today. More than $4.5 trillion has been wiped off the value of the equities. Investors are coming to grips with how dramatically the global and U.S. economies have slowed in the recent months. Said Ross Kosterich, the San Francisco-based global chief investment strategist for iShares, unit of BlackRock. He says his firm oversees $3.66 trillion as the world's largest asset manager. Quote, it's not clear what steps governments can do to get us out of this. Well, that's the problem. All right? We keep looking to Uncle Suck. So controlled, it's worse than going to the Sands of Las Vegas, you know? Sheldon Adelson's Ponzi scheme. Anyway, looking for what steps the government can do to get us out of this. Right. Anyway, maybe we need to get the government out of us. That would be a little bit more of my liking. RBS Alliance, the stocks Europe 600 index slumped 1.3%, extending its loss for the week to 9.5%. like 10% right out of it. You know, stocks Europe 600. Bank of Scotland Group PLC fell 1.6% after reporting a first-half net loss that was wider than the analysts had estimated. S&P 500 dropped 4.8% yesterday, biggest decline since February of 2009. Anyway, they were looking for the Labor Department numbers. They got some numbers, but as I've shared with you time and time and time again, these numbers are not reliable, folks. They're revised up or down every single week. All right, they're just guesses. They're wild-ass guesses pulled out of the air or some other orifice. The MSCI gauge for developing nations has dropped 8.7%. We're looking at equities all time, and equities are looking better and better with all this turmoil, said Mark Mobius. This guy's stuck on stupid. Anyway, Swiss franc weakened. Yen and euro are in this thing, too. The yen appreciated against all of its most traded counterparts. Blah, 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 a day after Japan sold its currency to stem gains that threaten the nation's recovery. That's a little bit of what's going on in Switzerland, too. Here's another one along a similar line. Hackers take $1 billion a year as banks blame the clients for crime. All right. It's IT, this techno-totalitarian world that we're living in. We're coming to grips with it. Greg Farrell, Michael Riley writing this one. Valenia Ellison got a call back from her bank on a busy morning 2 years ago about a wire transfer from her company's account. She told the manager she hadn't approved a transfer. The problem was her computer had. All right. Well, wind up by the end of the day, $5.2 million was gone. How'd you like to wake up to that? You think it's bad news when your email box gets hacked. She turned to her bank, a branch of Commercia, Inc., to help recover the money for her metals products firm. It got all but $561,000 of the funds back, so she only lost over $500,000. Wow. Then came the surprise. The bank said the loss was Experimental's problem because it had allowed Allison's computer to be infected by the hackers, so the bank turned it all around. At the end of the day, the fraud department at Commercia said, "What's wrong with you? How could you let this happen?" Allison said. Anyway, she loses it all. Losing more now? I think they're losing more now than to the James gang and Bonnie and Clyde and the rest of the famous gangs combined, said U.S. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a Rhode Island Democrat who chaired a select committee on intelligence task force on U.S. cybersecurity in 2010. Organized crime gangs, operating mostly out of Eastern Europe, target small companies, school districts, and local governments that maintain fat commercial bank accounts, projected by rudimentary security measures at community or regional banks. The accounts typically aren't covered by insurance as individual accounts are. If everyone knew their money was at risk in small and medium-sized banks, they'd move their accounts to J.P. Morgan Chase, and I have to think that that's part of the reason for this article. All right, fear, fear, fear. Well, there's a lot to be said for getting your act together. There's no doubt about it. But they're still targeting. I mean, I didn't pull the numbers up for this morning, but how many banks have been closed? How many of these small to medium-sized banks have been closed this year? What's it going to be? J.P. Morgan? Goldman Sachs? Bank of America? And Wells Fargo? Citigroup? That's it? That's what I think they want. Anyway, it goes on. Lengthy article talks about all the little parts and pieces about how to hack into computers and who's doing it. Euronext. We're talking about this. New York Stock Exchange Euronext and the Deutsche Börse AG wanting to merge. Well, big trouble yesterday. Big trouble yesterday. A glitch that halted derivatives trading on the New York Stock Exchange Euronext LIFT system during Europe's worst sell-off in 15 months highlights the antitrust regulators' concern that its merger with Deutsche Börse AG may reduce competition. Now, I've been telling you about this thing. I've been following that story. I'm not at all comfortable with this idea of having the New York Stock Exchange and the Deutsche Börse AG merging together, you know, but you know what the globalists say. They hate competition. And that's what they say here. It may reduce competition. Well, that's their dream. A one world system with just one company. Being a Planet Earth Incorporated. The computer malfunction stopped trading. Now get this. And lifts benchmark derivatives, including the Euribor futures and contracts based on the UK's FTSE 100 index for about 2 hours yesterday, and also left traders without prices for its European stock index. Data from benchmark gauges in Paris, Amsterdam, Brussels, and Portugal were disrupted, though individual equities could still be bought and sold. Now, this is an August 4th article, so they're talking about what happened on August the 3rd. The outage came on the same day that the European Commission expanded its probe into the New York Stock Exchange Euronext proposed $8.8 billion takeover by the Frankfurt-based Deutsche Börse. Now, was this a demonstration of their power or not? Regulators set a new deadline of December the 13th to examine the significant concerns about competitions in derivatives trading and clearing. Quote, when Lyft goes down, there are no alternatives, said Larry Tabb, founder of Westboro, Massachusetts-based financial market research and advisory firm Tabb Group, LLC. Quote, these platforms, especially in the futures space where there isn't much competition, are actually critical for infrastructure. This will strengthen the calls for competition on the futures side. All right, and he continues, for the system to be down today is a total disaster, said Lex Van Darn, Claude Van Damme, a London-based fund manager at Hampstead Capital LLP, which oversees $500 million, in an interview yesterday, quote, this is a really scary market. It's so busy. And for people not to be able to get out of their positions or hedge on today of all days is really terrible. Isn't that great? So they're plunging the market. The gangsters working behind the curtain. And then they shut down the stock exchanges. You can't get your money out, but they can. Wow. Sure sounds like Winston Churchill and J.P. Morgan and Bernard Baruch to me. The Bovespa plunge flashes warnings that Brazil's shares may keep tumbling. See, it's global. Leon Lazarus writing this one, August the 4th for Bloomberg. Brazil's benchmark stock index, the biggest decliner among the world's 20th largest markets yesterday, this is an August 4th article, is the most oversold just since just after September 2001 terrorist attacks. Or you could say the live-burning sacrifice visited upon the high places in New York City, according to an indicator used in technical analysis. And it continues, when you get these oversold levels amidst the backdrop of a bear market, it has to be viewed differently than when you get oversold readings in a bull market. It almost confirms the sell signal rather than piques my contrarian instincts. In other words, you're going to see a lot up on Market Watch, New York Times, and other places. Now's the time to buy into the stock market. Well, careful, Dorothy. Be very, very careful. And be warned.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, just once again, the Ozarks Property Rights Congress is having their national or their annual conference. This is the 11th conference on private property rights. Tomorrow morning, the 11th conference on private property rights is scheduled for Saturday, August the 6th at the YMCA in Mountain Grove, Missouri, from 9 o'clock a.m. until 4 o'clock p.m., sponsored again by the Ozark Property Rights Congress. And quite a few of the chapters that have been created over the past couple of years will be in attendance. We're going to be going along in a troop tomorrow morning from the far southwest chapter of the Ozark Property Rights Congress, the Berry County chapter of the Ozark Property Rights Congress, hopefully meeting up with the Lawrence County chapter, the Christian County chapter, and we'll all be making this pilgrimage for the annual conference. At the conference, of course, there's going to be a lot of speakers. One of them, of course, is going to be Sheriff Mack is coming. He'll be there. Website, if you want to find out more about it, is OzarksPropertyRightsCongress.com. Again, that's Ozarks, O-Z-A-R-K-S, Property Rights with an S, Congress.com. OzarksPropertyRightsCongress.com. Other speakers, Sheriff Mack, Ray Cuneo, Sustainable Development. Well, if you haven't ever heard Ray Cuneo speak, he's pretty good. He's been on this for a long time. Doreen Hans will be there, of course. She's going to talk about food is now controlled, substance, rabbits, milks and vegetables, mounting fines and penalties. Bob Barker, he went up and took a look at all the flooding of America's farmland, and he's going to talk about that as well. So it's going to be quite the day for those of you that are property rights minded. If you live any place in the Ozarks Plateau, make sure you get it on the schedule. Get up real early tomorrow and head over to Mountain Grove in Missouri, and it's going to be at the YMCA. It's the East 9th and YMCA Drive. East 9th and YMCA Drive at 9 o'clock a.m. It'll run until 4 o'clock p.m. There's always a lunch. Probably hundreds of people there, by the way. It's not like a small thing that's going to happen tomorrow. So I look forward to that, make that pilgrimage, and enjoy the companionship of right-minded, like-minded individuals. Now, back to our discussion. We've been going through this concept of positivism, probably in greater detail, likely for sure, greater detail than I've ever done it before. And I'm glad to take this time. I want you to be very aware of what positivism is. Most people are completely ignorant of it, all right? But they don't realize the similarities. And if you're looking for a new world order, a new political system, a new economic system, a new philosophic system, and a new religion, you needn't look any deeper than positivism. You're going to find it all right in here. And it's going to then expand and come into the moderns. I've been trying to present that on a day-by-day basis here. What are we in the 19th segment of this discussion? But there are a lot of players in France and in England that have influenced the lives of each and every one of us, not the least of which are the Rothschilds. And we're going to find the Rothschilds involved in this as well, as the Rothschilds and the St. Simonians went to war, basically in a knockdown, drag-out, claws and fangs battle for preeminency on these ideas. And, of course, whenever there's some good idea that the Rothschilds want, they're willing to kill to get it, all right? And then they take it over as their own. There's lots of plagiarists in this world. There's also an emphasis here. I'm just jumping right back in. Now we're in a new section of the book. It's the nature of perfectibility. There is also a different emphasis in the content of the idea of progress. Progress. Progress, growth, and change. Progress. It's all for progress, right? Sure it is. Never does stop. Immanuel Kant could not suppress a certain disgust when contemplating men's actions upon the world stage, said Herder, who in general was more buoyantly optimistic, nevertheless felt that man is raised upon the whole, but a short step above the brute. Man is raised upon the whole, but a short step above the brute, all right? Natural beast fit for slaughter. But Condorcet was a little bit different kind of a philosopher, and on the whole was thinking in utilitarian terms. Now we introduce that concept, utilitarianism. Who is that? Of course, Jeremy Bentham and the British positivists. Progress was the perfection of technological instruments to supplement man's natural capacity. So we're talking about the techno-totalitarian system that we live in. Some call it technocracy. We heard about technocracy today. Hacking, blacking, fracking, and the whole rest. Yeah, progress. Progress was the perfection of technological instruments to supplement man's natural capacities. And they're just, you know, the transhumanists, all the rest of them, they're out there. Going to wire your brain and your groin for all kinds of fun things in the future. The increase of the food supply. Food being mentioned here as well. The lengthening of the lifespan. The eradication of disease. The perfection of the techniques of government administration. The end of human slavery. A growing egalitarianism among men in a nation and the general raising of the cultural level throughout the world. Can you hear all of the organs and the bodies of the United Nations in these things? Of course you can. Approaching the high standard of the Atlantic community of the Englishmen, Frenchmen, and North Americans. The establishment of equality between the sexes. This is written in 1817, folks. All right? The equality of the sexes. An improvement of social security in health and old age. That's Jeremy Bentham. And then later right here with the Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, Part A, Part B, and all that rot. All right? An improvement of social security and health and old age through the activities of insurance companies, which utilize the calculus of probabilities in making their computations. Of course, the calculus of probabilities, where does that come from? Blaise Pascal, of course, contemporary in this area as well, which utilize the calculus of probabilities in making their computations. A clarification of terminology in all the sciences, the creation of an international language. Try basic English. The development of cooperative enterprises to discover new laws of science, make morals scientific, and apply the scientific findings in projects of public utility. Wow. Saint-Simon thought likewise, almost exclusively about effecting the social environment directly through better education, a social system which would recognize scientific, engineering, and industrial capacities. UNESCO, right? A popularization of science. How popular is science today? As you're surrounded there soaking in these RF frequencies coming out of all of your computing equipment, right? How popular is science today? Better government administration with the elimination of non-useful classes like soldiers, lawyers, and bureaucrats. Hip hip hooray for St. Simon. Unfortunately, it didn't go that way. But that was a good idea. The elimination of non-useful classes like soldiers, lawyers, and bureaucrats. But from that, do you have a lawyer? You don't have a lawyer. You have a representative of the global system. They stand between you and justice. They're not there for your benefit. The idea of getting rid of the soldiers is peace, peace. The United Nations peacekeeping. Lawyers, bureaucrats. To Condorcet and St. Simon, progress depended upon, above all, changes in the environment, in social institutions and practices. Nothing revolutionary, at least in the beginning of the new epochs of progress, happened to the essential nature of man. Nothing revolutionary, and that's to be important. That's important. They were not advocates of revolution. They were not like the communists. They were pure socialists. They were like Fabian socialists, gradualism. All right? Nothing revolutionary. There were conservatives. At most, St. Simon and his, and St. Simon and Condorcet hoped that through the habit and education, man would learn to master his asocial, destructive passions to channelize them into socially useful activities. All right? Sounds like Morris Sleaze and Abe Foxman to me. We'll be right back.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so continuing along and looking at progress from St. Simon. All right, some of the things that have been long thought, long held, now in place. All right, continuing. At most, St. Simon and Condorcet, again, hope that through the habit and education. Sounds like dog training, doesn't it? Through habit and education, man would learn to master his asocial. Asocial. We're going to blow individualism right out of the water today, hopefully. Destructive passions, to channelize them into socially useful activities. Talk about communitarianism, talk about community policing, you know, somebody that stays in their house too much and keeps their curtains pulled. Various propaganda techniques, boy, now we're into it. Ivy Ledbetter Lee, propagandist for the J.P. Morgan Trust interest. Continuing, various propaganda techniques, including even a suitable type of music. What is a suitable type of music? Is there a suitable type of music? Well, yeah, it's called rock and roll, I guess, eventually. Might be devised for this purpose. Been various generations on that, classical music, jazz, the whole works. Serving the elementary needs of the great mass of the people was the first criterion of progress for Saint Simon, and an approximation of universal equality was the moral goal for Condorcet. Happiness, happiness, happiness would be generated quickly, they both believed, once the priests and tyrants and noble idlers were eliminated or reformed, and the right social order was instituted for getting rid of the priests, the tyrants, and noble idlers. Well, let's take a look and see what the Illuminati have to say about this, proofs of a conspiracy. John Robison, no man, not Weishaupt himself, has made stronger professions of benevolence, of regard for the happiness of mankind. Should we read from The Light and Liberty, The Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness, Thomas Jefferson? Should we read the Declaration of Independence? Should we go over and visit with Francis Hutcheson, the Scotsman, from which all this happiness and benevolence and virtue and beneficence flows? No, let's just stick with Weishaupt here. No man, not Weishaupt himself, has made stronger professions of benevolence, of regard for the happiness of mankind, and of everything that is amiable, than did Dr. Bart. It may not be useless to inquire what effect such principles have had on his mind and those of his chief coadjutors. Deceit of every kind is dishonorable, and the deceit that is professedly employed in the proceedings of the Union is no exception, he wrote. No pious fraud whatever must be used, and pure religion must be presented to the view without all disguise. Pure religion. What pure religion is it? Well, visit Blavatsky and Bailey, and you might figure it out. Here we go, quote, the more fair virtues, and it's capital V, virtues, seen, the more she charms. Safe, plain, and easy are her artless ways. With face erect, her eyes look straight before, for dauntless is her march, her step secure. Not so pale, fraud. Now here she turns, now there, still seeking darker shade, secure in none, looks often back, and wheeling round and round, sinks headlong in the danger she would shun. So here the poet is styling or contrasting virtue with fraud. Right? The mere motive of the Protestant skeptic is as inconsistent with our notions of honesty as with our notions of honor, and our suspicions are justly raised of the character of Dr. Bart and his associates, even although we do not suppose that their aim is the total abolishing of religion. Well, there's more to that, but let's jump back over here. Back to St. Simon, Condorcet adopted Bacon's New Atlantis as his ideal and thought of reigning congregations of cooperative scientists as practical possibility. St. Simon vacillated as to whether the scientists would become the priests of a new order with rule over the whole of society, or whether they would share their authority with industrialists. In any event, in the good society of the future, the good society, the great society, lots of people have written on that, including Baines Johnson there. Anyway, St. Simon vacillated as to whether the scientists would become the priests of a new order with rule over the whole of society, or whether they would share their authority with industrialists, scientists, the experts say, of course. In any event, in the good society of the future, there would be an elite of talented scientists and industrialists. The goal towards which mankind had been trending from the beginning was an enjoyment of terrestrial happiness through the satisfaction of its material wants, and an unending search for scientific facts and theories which would both stimulate new desires and appease them. Ultimately, the scientific truths would reveal to the administrators of society, they were hardly to be considered rules or rulers, how to make sure that man remained mild, productive, scientific, unwarlike, and orderly internationalist. an orderly internationalist, human misery and unhappiness might not disappear completely from the earth, but as Condorcet said, they would clearly become the rare misfortune rather than the common experience of the race. You might ask yourself, how are we going to make sure that man remains mild? Maybe an extra dose of fluoride in the morning? Productive? Man that doesn't work shouldn't eat, right? Scientific? Well, it's all scientific socialism. Unwarlike? Why not just go ahead and disarm them and load them up with all kind of chemicals? An orderly internationalist. Do you feel like you're an orderly internationalist today? Human misery and unhappiness might not disappear completely from the earth. Oh, yes, well, we're going to raise the standards of living for everyone, aren't we? Well, there's much more to that. Herder, jumping ahead, was struck with the idea of progress as he watched a caterpillar transform itself into a butterfly. Ever looked into the mind control and the use of the butterfly as a tattoo or a symbol? Condorcet and Saint Simon thought of progress as a mathematical series. Now, so we keep coming back into various parts and pieces. The reorganization of Europe, certainly. Spoken about this yesterday. And we're going to conclude here. He ended on a note of prophetic illumination. I'm talking about Saint Simon here. Expressed in ecstatic phrases which have long since become a part of the vocabulary of pacifist internationalism. Pacifist internationalism, doing an end of the war, right? There will doubtless come a time when all the peoples of Europe will feel that they must regulate matters of general interest before descending to matters of national interest. We're doing away with borders, doing away with boundaries, doing away with national sovereignty, and we're doing away with the individual. After all, we're going to have the abolition of private property, and isn't your body, your soul, your spirit, your mind, isn't that your private property they want to dispose of? Of course it is. Then evils will decrease. Troubles will be quieted. Wars will be extinguished. That is the direction in which we're continually moving. And if you read Alice Bailey, if you get into the New Age stuff, you read the stuff that's been written by, you know, Mikhail Gorbachev and the others, you're going to hear the same stuff, folks. It's positivism, pure and simple. That is the direction in which we are continually moving. That is where the current of the human spirit is sweeping us. But what is more worthy of the prudence of man, to be dragged there or to run there? Which way is it going to be? Are you going to go into the future running, or are you going to have to be dragged in, kicking and screaming? Well, I can assure you, they're not going to drag you very far, my friend, just to the nearest ditch. The imagination of the poets placed the golden age in the cradle of mankind, in the ignorance and brutality of early times. It is rather the Iron Age which should be relegated there. The Iron Age. The golden age of the human species is not behind us. It's before us. That's right. It's the New Age religion. It lies in the perfection of the social order. Our fathers did not see it at all. Our children will one day arrive there. It is for us to clear the path. Right? Interesting stuff being laid out here, beyond any doubt. Let's continue. The press reception of this ambition plan for European reorganization was equivocal, but tolerant and courteous. He heard none of the sneers which had greeted his earlier publications. His views were now considered seriously, even when the final judgment was negative. So they weren't ready for him. He was avant-garde. He was ahead of his time. The solution, again, to the problem of European reorganization, which the Congress of Vienna devised, was far from the spirit of Saint Simon and his liberal compatriots. Under attack, the absolute monarchs of the East hoped to save Europe from disintegration with a holy alliance, which only prolonged the crisis. The Tsar Alexander, to whom a copy of the reorganization of society of Europe had been sent, preferred the more mystical outpourings of Madame de Krudener. So they were still looking at other things. And then we come into Auguste Comte, particularly. We'll be right back. A bit more to come.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So we've looked at a lot of different aspects that St. Simon and his bunch, the St. Simonians, brought on. And we're about to transition next week into August Comte, as he comes on the scene in St. Simon's life and takes over the mantle and takes it in a new direction. But before we go there, let's keep this idea of the New Age, this New World religion, which has its foundings right there as well. And we find this, Global Citizenship 2000, Carl Techrib, let's see, there's a whole bunch of stuff in here. Unfortunately, a growing number of top educators are embracing these New Age views. This is, again, out of Gary Kaah's book, Gary, K-A-H, The New World Religion. I think he's probably a confirmed Zionist, or at least an Israel firster, but nevertheless, I'll give him the benefit of the research he's done. He's got it very well documented, and you can source it out. But even more importantly, he dropped so many clues that you could spend the next couple of months just doing web research on it. I've spent quite a bit of time myself going through and reading this book and then doing just precisely that. The Global Citizenship 2000, unfortunately, a growing number of top educators are embracing these New Age views. As a result, Dr. Mueller is being invited to present his World Core Curriculum. All right, this is New Age religion stuff. We're talking about the World Core Curriculum at major education forums. One such opportunity came in the spring of 1997 in British Columbia, Canada. Carl Techrib, or Techrib. You can find this on the web. Just type that in, World Core Curriculum, 1997, British Columbia, and Carl Techrib, capital T-E-I-C-H-R-I-B, Techrib. A Canadian researcher attended the conference and shared his findings in one of our special reports. The following is his personal account. He starts his presentation this way. Welcome, global citizens. My friends, this just goes right back to August Comte. Anyway, welcome, global citizens. And with these words, Dr. Desmond Berghofer, chairman of the International Foundation of Learning, officially opened the Global Citizenship 2000 Youth Congress. Global Citizenship 2000 Youth Congress between April the 4th and 6th of 1997. At the 1,000th day before the year 2000, the colossal Vancouver Public Library in British Columbia, Canada, became the visioneering epicenter of the world. Visioneering. All right? What is this visioneering? All right? It's a project to launch to encourage our youth to see themselves as global citizens, promoting global education in the curriculum of our schools, to celebrate the common energy. The central idea of the Congress is that young people be brought together as teams of creative energy, working with their teachers and community leaders to show and what we all must learn to become global citizens in the 21st century. These opening ceremonies, created through Robert Mueller, the inspiration and energy necessary for the Saturday's task. The next day, we were told all participants and global citizen passport holders would embark on a journey of global visioneering. And then we've heard of these visioning sessions everywhere. Wherever you have a local Agenda 21 ICLEI working in a town near you, wherever you've got a local Agenda 21 council group, sustainable development group in your city council or some other body, this is the process. Global visioning. They always ask, the visioning. They're going to do some visioning. And then the other thing is their mission statement. All right, this is the words of war. Visioneering the future. Techrib goes on to explain the concept of visioneering as presented by the conference organizers. All right? This is all your meditation, you know, and your affirmations and all this sort of stuff that came out through positive mental attitude training. It goes back to just so many of the greats. And again, just to let you know, I'm not a stranger to any of this. I'm a former distributor for Success Motivation Institute. Paul Meyer out of Waco, Texas, used to fly in and out of there from time to time. Did quite a bit of this, and I understand it's tools. They're very useful, but they're tools that can be used very, very poorly as well. I'm going to let it go at that for right now. Berghofer's vision discards national borders. When we talk about that, we hear about that a lot. Young people today can't avoid it. They're so indoctrinated, it's over the top, all right? They can't understand. They don't understand what a national border is or how significant it is. We can understand that we, the people, created the state, and then the state creates the governments. You know, governments being instituted among men to secure the blessing of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Our borders are just like our skin. Everybody rails about, you know, chemtrails and vaccines and corruption in the food and so on and so forth, and yet they're willing to throw away their national border and champion their individual border, but they're just being pushed into a smaller and smaller corner, being painted directly into the corner. Berghofer's vision discards national borders, unites religions, that's your World Council of Religions, and brings peace on earth through a renewed relationship with the planet. All right, Mother Gaia all over the place here. Visioneering is an evolutionary concept. Talked all about that, you know. Evolution big in St. Simon's lexicon. To do this, visioneering is an evolutionary concept, elevating humanity beyond the traditional to embrace global citizenship. You know, we've been moved into this. You've been moved into it from school. The World Core Curriculum here, Global Citizenship 2000, a marriage of Robert Mueller's World Core Curriculum, the visioneering process of Berghofer and Swartz and mainstream education. All right? Continuing, to do this, one must be a visionaire. That is, one must use the mind's creative energy to elevate attitudes, values, and behaviors into proper global frameworks. I've shared with you from the Tibetan here, Alice Bailey, channeling. unlike our good friend Vicki Davis, Alice Bailey wasn't channeling reality. The big truth, here's the quote, the big truth is that people can choose to become connected through their minds to the energy of universal creative intelligence.
Wow, sounds like Barbara Mark Sarver to me. If enough do so, they can set in motion a wave of creative initiative to usher in an era of unprecedented harmony and collaboration worldwide. Visioneering is not a new idea. Chardon, Jung, Price, and Hubbard have all described similar concepts. And in the occult classic, The Rays and the Initiations, Alice Bailey explained how the art of visualization would enable expressions of human consciousness to materialize. She mentions three specific areas in which this new type of thinking or visualization would have an impact. One, through the development of the sense of vision, a new world, occult spirituality, will be definitely seen. Is that what you're practicing in your life? Is that what you're encouraging others to practice? Getting that into your schools, too? Here, number two, groups, large wholes, and major syntheses will also be visualized, and this will lead to definite expansion of our consciousness. Yes, it will be a mind-blowing experience, no doubt. Thus, the sense of synthesis will be unfolded. Remember, August Comte, Henry St. Simon? Analysis and synthesis. Thus, the sense of synthesis will be unfolded. Remember, Hegel? Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Yeah, you'll have a sense of synthesis, all right. All creative art, this is point three, all creative art will be fostered by this training, visualization, and the new art of the future will be rapidly developed as the training proceeds. According to Bailey, these developments would all be direct results of the unfolding of visualization. Tuckrib indicated that visioneering energy was the lifeblood of the Congress. Berghofer and Schwartz, he said, referred to this energy often, both on and off stage. Introduced, Tuckrib, talking about Mueller, Robert Mueller, check him out. Mueller added his foundational philosophies for proper citizenship. Tuckrib elaborates, introduced as a planet elder. That's right, Mueller, a planet elder. Mueller related how the Earth was overpopulated, and how our present lifestyles and values needed to change, and how it was up to the generation present at the Congress to force the world to embrace, quote-unquote, Mother Earth. Force the world. Force the world. Not lead the world. Not go with the rest of the herd. No, we're going to force the world to embrace Mother Earth. On population, Mueller boasted that the United Nations had, as a result of warnings to the world, prevented the birth of 2,200,000,000 people. 2,200,000,000 people, lives prevented by the United Nations. Wow. File that one away in your cap. He also encouraged the Congress to, quote, try to convince your people to reduce the number of children. This is one of the biggest problems we have on this planet, close quote. Next, Mueller laid out a lengthy scenario of unimaginable environmental destruction. It's like, Al Gore must have learned from him. He did this in a unique way. In talking to children, he held a hypothetical dialogue between himself and Mother Earth. This had a staggering effect on the participants. I'm going to spare that one. We don't have the time to share it, and we'll come back to it. Okay? The gospel of individualism, just quickly in the closing moments, less than a minute to go, we won't have time to go into it. So we've looked at a lot of different things this week. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I'll be back again on Monday. Give you a report from the 11th Annual Ozarks Conference on Property Rights. Have a great weekend. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.